All right, this is another headline that maybe impacted you. I don't know if you grew up or if you've gone to White Pines or if, you know, your family, it's become a kind of a cool thing or occasionally even been out there, only been out there once. It is this rustic retreat 100 miles west of the city in Mount Morris, Illinois. And it's inside a state park, and it's just such a special, special place with the cabiny kind of restaurant. It's just the, you know, comfort foods, and it's just there's just nothing really like it. It's an awesome place, and sadly, it is one of the things that is going away with all of this. I believe it's related. Let's ask the owner, the woman behind it all, Beth George. She's joining us on WGN, and we're grateful you are, Beth. And I'm sorry, so sorry about the news here. So many of
us. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you too. Tough, right? Tough days. This is a long time coming, I know, like, but you just sort of thought, what, the math doesn't work right now? What brought you to this decision? Obviously, the idea that we're with the pandemic, we all know this is hurting people, but looking forward with state parks reopening, did you think maybe it could work? I guess not.
I guess in the very beginning, of course, we all we're going to do our duty and shut down for a couple weeks to keep everyone safe and have enough hospital beds and ventilators. And then everything just began to change, and they extended the date, and numbers started not adding up. They found out more about the virus, and some businesses could be open, some couldn't, and it just got very frightening. Daily, every one of us business owners out there that were shut down, I'm sure, have been experiencing the same thing. I just started realizing right off the bat, my business is based on events with over 50 people. It's all volume. And I started hearing that it wouldn't be able to be up and running until, and then again, when Pritzker announced his five-phase opening, it just confirmed everything I'd been thinking. But I had made the decision personally in my head May 1st to even if I could open, not to, it would have cost me more to be open. The soonest I could be open was 16 months from the time I closed down last December. Yeah, I'm seasonal, so I'm closed December, January, February. I was open 9 days, geared up, stocked up, filled up my gift shop and the freezers of food, and then have been closed down. And the numbers will not, to open a restaurant at 25%, which I don't even know when that will happen. They're saying June, middle of June, end of June right now.
Yeah,
my cabins can't be open. Right across the street, there's a gal that has three cabins, and thank God she's been able to be open. But hers can be rented, mine can't, because mine are in a state park. It just has been, nothing makes sense in this world right now, and for a lot of us.
Wait, when you say your cabins can't open, I guess I don't understand that, because you're in a state park, it would seem like a cabin is the perfect situation, because a family that lives together can just live together. It's not like a hotel. You could just live together in that one cabin with
doesn't
very
it?
Little
and there,
communal points of contact.
There is nothing more that I could think of social distancing, but nope, they will not let me open and would not let me open. They did open. White Pines was one of the state parks that opened May 1st for hiking, but they made it clear that I could not open the cabins. And again, the restaurant couldn't be open. I think curbside, but I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm out in the forest and 10 miles from towns, so people aren't going to just drive out for curbside.
And you definitely got the news that you would not be able to open any sooner. Is that right? I'm sure you checked this out, Beth. But I mean, I just feel like some of it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And again, for lots of us, it doesn't make sense. A golf course, or again, a greenhouse, that a flower shop that couldn't be open. Nothing against Walmart's, but that Walmart could, selling the same products that a small business. That's why it became something instead of shelter in place for the first 2 weeks to do the curve, and now it's until there's a cure. And when did it become that? And who says what should be open and what shouldn't? It's so unfair, and I just got caught in the middle of it and recognized I was bleeding out money every month, and that no matter what, I wouldn't be able to turn a profit until probably May of next year. Not this year, May of next year, just because I'm seasonal. And what the restrictions are, that I couldn't have an event, weddings, I do banquets, I do a dinner theater, Sunday buffet, which buffets are going away at least in the near future when restaurants can open. So none of it would make any sense to open or be financially feasible.
Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, 30 years in business, right? And you started the whole thing?
This was going to be my 32nd year. Yes, I've been concessionaire there. And the park has had a restaurant in the cabins for over 80 years.
Gee, I'm sorry. That is 708 asks, a listener wants to know, who told you you can't reopen? I'm just sure it's under the orders of what we're all paying attention to, of what's allowed to open and not open. But did you talk to anyone specifically?
By the governor. I work and I lease from the state of Illinois, and the Department of Natural Resources, and their orders come down from the governor's office.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I know generations of people have come to White Pines. I mean, White Pines, it's just known in our area.
I know. Chicago is my biggest market. And I posted a Facebook post. I felt and I feel that my voice and all of our voices have been silenced through this. We didn't dare say, please let our businesses open. I had a friend that posted something and got 379 hate texts. Mm-hmm. Response saying foul words that you can't even repeat in public, calling her selfish and only in it for the money. And that is the last thing in my whole world. And once I made the decision to go bankrupt and to be out, I don't have anything to lose by saying that is just so unfair not to be able to have our voices out there. And I put something out on my White Pines Facebook page and have had over 2,000 responses. It's been so overwhelming. I can't even read them all. Oh, and I can't respond to people's memories.
Hey, Beth, speaking of memories, we have Ann on the line. She just wants to say, I think, a word or two about White Pines. Go ahead, Ann. You're on
WGN.
Yeah,
Beth, I'm so sorry, Beth, because I know the kind of business you couldn't possibly have been in it for the money. It's like the homegrown business, and you get up in the morning thinking about it, and you go to bed at night, and you still haven't done all the work. But I'm sorry for your loss, because that's what it is. But I just wanted to tell you, places like this are just so wonderful and provide those rich experiences for kids. And my daughter go to a camp called White Pines, which is in Oregon, and I'm sure that's the place of which you speak. And it was just a wonderful place, and you could ride horses and stay there for a week, and you bunked with other kids. And so it was just a wonderful experience for my daughter, and that's been, gosh, probably 20 or 23 years ago.
Yeah. That's our neighbor, White Pines Food Ranch. Yes, it's a phenomenal place, just a couple miles down the road. But we're all of us are about outdoor experiences and creating
and
memories
sure
with nature.
Yeah, and I'm sure all of you are struggling to survive right now. And that's what our children need, are more experiences like what your place provides in that state park or on the river or, you know, anyway. But thank you for letting me comment, and my wishes are for all the things for you.
Thank you,
Ann. And I think she speaks for all of us whoever visited there, that it's such a special place, and it's sad to hear the news, Beth, and I'm sorry about the circumstances. Is there a web page or anything? Are you doing any fundraising, or is there any last-ditch effort we should know about?
My Facebook is under White Pines Resort. My website is whitepinesresort.net, but there is nothing on the website. But on Facebook, there is some passionate local gentleman started a GoFundMe. We're going to share it and post. We wanted to make sure it was legit. My goal, and said, it's not about the money. This has never been about the money to me. This is about creating experiences for folks. And I have 54 brides that I had booked and met everyone and took their money for their wedding this year and next, that I can't now do their wedding. So I'm trying desperately to pay them back before I go under. And if anybody wants to donate on that GoFundMe, I didn't set it up. I but I did find out it's legitimate. It's not a way to save the pines. I want to make sure that people know it is too late for that. But I just want to pay, and the customers and guests that have paid for tickets for the dinner theater and to stay in a cabin, their advance deposits, I'm trying to pay them back, too.
Trying to get that back for them. Beth, yes. It's a sad story. I thank you for sharing it, and I wish you the best for the future. I think we're all sorry to see it go, and so many happy memories. So go to your Facebook page, and we can share some of them there. Thank you, Beth.
And I hope someday another concessionaire will be able to come in and be able to open back up. The park is open for hiking, and if I can do anything to make a plug for both my neighbor and girlfriend across the street that bought my cabins. There's three family cabins called Pine Creek Escape that is open. They're open. They have been. You can book one today. And then Starbrock Lodge, we have to save the other state park lodges. As soon as they can open, please, folks, please support them and stay in their cabins or the lodge and have a meal.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you. Best wishes to you in the future. I just, you get sick over things like this. And go to her Facebook page, check it out, maybe contribute to that GoFundMe if you can. It's-